This is Autoline Extra, available exclusively on the Internet. Here again is John McElroy.
Welcome to this extra part of Autoline Detroit, talking all about the North American International Auto Show with Sarah Webster from the Detroit Free Press, with Jim Hall from 2953 Analytics, and Guy Gordon, WDIV Local 4. Guy, let me start with you on this one. What about Chrysler? What are we going to see from Chrysler at the auto show?
This is what I'm looking forward to, because I think they are the wild card. They're the empty slate at the moment. And we all suffered through the Bataan death march of the media preview that they did for us back in November. And
8 hours.
Okay, fine. That's a great plan, but where's your product? Where's the credibility that you need right now to tell us that you do have some things coming down the line? Hopefully we'll see that. Even if it's just dragging out an interior buck that says, this is your new Sebring interior. I take that at this point, just so that these guys, that I have something to be excited about and to restore a little bit of my faith in the company that there is a future there.
Sarah, Chrysler said, look, we really don't have anything new to talk about, so we're not going to have a press conference. Personally, I think they're missing a massive opportunity. Oh. What's your thought on it?
I think auto shows are one of the greatest marketing tools in this country, and when you opt out, you're like saying, oh, we're not going to run commercials anymore. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Sarah, this auto show, to no small degree, is preaching to the converted. If you want to find the auto show, but if you want to find the auto show that's marketing auto show, you find one that draws a huge amount of people that don't work in the auto industry.
But this year, you're preaching to the skeptical, and we all sat through there wondering, okay, fine, that's great, but what have you got?
Yep.
Show me what you've got. And I know that Mr. Marchione is death on showing products too far out, no long lead stuff. I get that, but you know what? You need to prove that you're here to stay
first. I think they're correcting their situation, though. They recognize from the backlash, when the news came out that they weren't going to really participate, there was a backlash. They're trying to recover. We're going to see some cars. Maybe they'll be realistic. I don't know. Maybe they'll just be props. But I do expect we'll see a Fiat 500 electric car. A Lancia Delta with a Chrysler-ish grill on it. I mean, there are some things that I think we can expect to see from them. I don't think that it's going to be the Chrysler we've all come to know and love over the years. We're not going to see Longhorns walking down Washington Boulevard or, any
kind of great antics. The sanitation crews are happy to hear that, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah. But I think that,
it's
going to be
a
new Chrysler.
Plate glass window, yeah.
But I'm with you, because in the last few days we've been getting calls from Chrysler saying, oh, by the way, we can make some executives available for you to interview. So I think you're right. I think they're starting to recognize they're missing an opportunity.
Well, and remember what we had last year was the straight carpeting on the floor and a few lights set up. It was one of the ugliest exhibitions you'd ever see. We do have a raised floor. We were in there yesterday. They're building a nice raised floor, so they're putting some money into it.
But the stand we got last year literally is what we should have expected for a company that has a three-headed dog as its symbol. I'm serious. I mean, Cerberus did not understand this business at all. They didn't. They bought the company to buy Chrysler Financial. So their idea of an auto show is probably a bunch of cubicles with people answering hotlines
and
for getting a loan.
That went well.
Yes,
yeah,
it did.
I was going to say, that turned out really great.
That's my point. The truth is, when it comes to Chrysler, press conferences or product or not, I feel better about them now than the past two owners of that business.
Yeah. Absolutely. Because they're a car company. They're car people.
Not only that, Mercedes is a car company, but they didn't really want it or know what to do with it, or they would have tried to integrate the product lines, at least at a component level. They never did.
Right.
They didn't want it. It was shrimpy and arrogance as to why they bought it. And then Cerberus, please, at least these guys want it, need it, and can use it for a larger strategic purpose for their own company that includes growing Chrysler. What more
that
can you
said,
ask
for? We're seeing a lot of little mistakes, if you will, including the decision to not participate in the show and then sort of trying to rectify the situation. I'm glad they're trying to correct course. But
looks like they're a responsive business, though.
Oh, yes. True enough.
They did us a big favor by bringing Maserati and Ferrari back into the show. Otherwise, we would have to be paying $25 to go over to the MGM to see them, which is better than not seeing them at all. But it helps the show that they brought those luxury
cars. That's a great point that you make, because they were not at the L.A. show. And, I mean, L.A. has got to be, Southern California has got to be the biggest market in the world for them. And the fact that they weren't there, to me, was even more shocking than not being at Detroit.
And they had a new car to show in the United States, the 458. So that made no sense to me. I was looking for the 458, and it's like, no car.
Well, I don't know if you saw what Jim Farley said in the Detroit Free Press about Chrysler's exhibit in L.A., but, he said, holy bananas, this is our moment, because he said their display was such a shell of a display that...
There was nobody. The only people in their display were the guys with the dusters dusting off the cars. Other than that, there was no one there.
But they were good at answering
questions.
It's a
great opportunity for competitors. You know, if they're not going to be there, then somebody else is going to get their message out all the more. So
holy bananas, huh?
Holy bananas.
I like that one. Jim, what do you make of what Sarah brought up about the Lancia and Chrysler putting the grill on? And
it's not
just that car, but the whole Lancia Chrysler thing, both here and in Europe.
The Lancia Chrysler thing makes a lot of sense at a couple of levels. One, Lancias recently have been extremely distinctively styled cars, sometimes to a fault, but when you never ignored a Lancia when it went by in Europe. You didn't. They have character. They have personality. Chrysler is going to have one of its nameplates in the States have character. So when you see the car, you go, wow. That's what the original 300 did. The original Chrysler 300 went down the street, and there were people that would look at it and go, oh, that's awful, but they always noticed them. And their signature became a car that was bold and brash and boisterous and said, look at me. Lancia serves in that way. The fact that they'll be doing a product, I suspect, that will be built in the States and shipped to Europe as a Lancia, as a high-end Lancia, is perfectly right. The Delta is an interesting car. Actually, I'm one of the people that likes the Delta a lot because it's a great package. It is an astonishingly styled car. There's design and there's style. The Italians style automobiles. Mm-hmm. The Germans design them, and the truth is the Chinese design them, and their design, their cars are styled in the same way. Sarah, you are styled today.
Well, I was just going to say, I love Italian shoes, and the first time I sat in a Fiat 500, it was at a telematics conference in Novi, and I felt like I had slipped into a great shoe, and I think that once they get those cars here and the Italians really get to work some fairy dust magic on them, that it'll be great for them. But as you know, the question has been hanging out there, how long can they go? I mean, their sales hit a 47-year low last month.
The gift that Chrysler needs is time. Chrysler needs somehow to accelerate the next 20 months so they disappear in the public's mind. That's what they really need. And the question is, since you can't do that, what can you do from a marketing and communication standpoint to have that effect? Because that's what they need to do.
Well, today they hired Nike's ad agency for Dodge, so we'll see if they can just do it.
Some of the heritage ads they've done, the satchel on the front seat going through different generations, not a bad idea.
I like that. In fact, I love the opening scene with that Chrysler Airflow. I mean, I was riveted. And shot in black and white. I was hooked from the get-go.
We're all car geeks, so it kind of speaks to us. But I think to folks that remember Dad's Chrysler or Grandpa's Chrysler, those are nice touchstones to remember, and that's pretty much all you got for a while.
Yeah. Well, look, we ought to wrap up this discussion, and we'll see in the coming days what Chrysler actually does come up with at the auto show. But Sarah Webster from the Detroit Free Press, Jim Hall, 2953 Analytics, Guy Gordon, WDIV Local 4, thanks all for hanging around for this extra part. And
thanks,
thank you on the web for having tuned in.